In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Australia Day. Snags and pad today. Wow. Wow. But what, besides snags and pads, what's uppermost in your mind when you think of yourself as an Australian? Perhaps I'm really, really pleased to be here than almost anywhere else on earth, considering, because I watched the Australia Day Awards ceremony on Thursday night. That's really a big thing for me because I haven't been watching television lately. And I must have just been pretty desperate to fill in some time. I'm glad I did though, because what I noticed from all the presentations was a caring for, caring about others, my neighbour as myself, and the land itself, the earth and all that lives therein, as we read in the Bible. That very much pleased and heartened me, because these are biblical values. And if we read scripture with an eye for that, these values are the absolute basis of Judeo-Christian faith. First chapter of Genesis. The theology behind it is one of the most sophisticated and deepest of meaning of all religions. God made the earth, gave it to us to care for, to have regard for, to love. And because Genesis tells us that God made human beings in God's own image, then each one of us is a little bit of God and needs to be loved and cared for, no matter who we are or what we do. Created beings, our neighbours, whoever and wherever, are God's beloved creatures. And speaking of land, I'm very glad that I grew up many decades ago learning Dorothea McKellar's poem, I Love a Sunburnt Country, a land of sweeping plains, of rugged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rain. No, yeah, plains. There was plains and rains, yes. I do recommend it as a daily devotion, because when you go outside and it's hot, that's Australia. If you want it to be cool, go and live somewhere else. Or at least, if you don't know it, but looking around there's probably not very many people here who don't, I thought we may have our Indian friends here today. But look it up, print it out if you don't know it off by heart, and get the rhythm of it, because the rest of the verses are great. But even that opening line, I love a sunburnt country, how against all of the stuff that we hear today. It's not in the national consciousness, really, to love Australia, the sunburnt country. But, you know, it does behove all of us to love the land we live in and love our neighbours as ourselves. That's our faith. The readings today give us good examples of how set in place land, country, our scriptures are. You may not have noticed, but in the first reading, the prophet goes up on a hill, Horeb, holy mountain, Uluru or whatever. You know, that idea of holy land, well, we call it the holy land, but the idea of the land being holy, and then the prophet is more believable if the prophet stands up and proclaims from a holy mountain or a church. And there the prophet predicts a prophet to be raised up, i.e. the Messiah, Jesus, at Horeb. And the psalm is full of the fear, respect, love, gratitude of the Lord, which leads to the gifts of wisdom and understanding. And the letter from St. Paul to the Corinthians, my gosh, he had terrible trouble with the Corinthians because they were wild and getting into all sorts of naughty things because, you know, they were free. Now, it's a bit like Flower Power in the 70s with them, you know, this new religion. Well, we can do anything we like. Fantastic. So he's coming to sort of settle petals, you know, don't get so excited. But he concentrates on love that builds up. Love is a very, very difficult commodity to deal with. We're so easily swung back into resentment or being upset about something, or they didn't do this or she did that, or, you know, I was neglected and nah. Much easier to go nah than hello. But Paul says the more you love, the more you're built up as a person. And Jesus, a wandering creature. He knew about sunburnt land, dust on his feet, going around everywhere, all the back streets. And he becomes notorious, the gospel tells us today, because he drove out demons. And notorious in the sense that his fame spread abroad. God, did you hear what he did? Did you hear what he did? And that wasn't really Jesus' aim. He just wanted to heal people. But it's through him that we see God's presence at work in the world. And I'm quoting from a commentator here. Jesus Christ liberates a human from bondage to demonic powers that had reduced life to a subhuman level beneath the actual will of God. So that person wasn't capable of taking up a message like Paul saying, you know, I'm reasoning with you and this is the best way forward. Some people can't do that. And that's the interpretation. You've got demons and Jesus healed him. And another comment on the way that Mark has presented this healing. This person said, Mark's story carries a subtle but profound message that knowing about Jesus is not the same thing as experiencing his liberating power. And I've experienced that in the nearly 30 years since I began my theological studies. And this seismic shift, really. I seeped up the knowledge. But how do you do that in your life. Jesus' teaching became effective in the transformation of human life, not merely by being repeated and discussed. Wow. So let us all rejoice on Australia Day. Let us all be grateful and reconciled with and for the cities and communities we live in, the people, our neighbours, friends, enemies. And let us find today a spot of good red earth or a sandy beach or a native plant, even some seaweed, and love it. The Lord be with you.